In Wichita, Kansas, this weekend, authorities say they've arrested a man suspected of committing a series of murders between 1974 and 1991. Police believe 59-year-old Dennis Rader is the killer known as BTK. BTK kept up a correspondence with police during much of the time of the killing spree, but then went silent for years. BTK resurfaced last year with a new series of messages to police, messages that officials say led to the arrest. From Wichita, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Throughout the area, people lived in fear of a serial killer who called himself BTK. The initials stood for Bind, Torture, Kill. Over a 12-year period, he was believed responsible for murdering at least 8 people, mostly women and mostly in their homes. In a series of mailings to the news media, he provided grisly details of the murders. But despite the ongoing dialogue, police were never able to close in on him, and then BTK stopped. People thought he may have died or moved away until last year, when once again he contacted police through mailings to the news media. Those mailings eventually led police to Park City, a small town just north of Wichita, and to the town's dog catcher, 59-year-old Dennis Rader. Yesterday, Wichita's police chief Norman Williams announced the news.
It was about the law enforcement community coming together with one goal, and one goal only, to identify and apprehend BTK. And doggone it, we did it. We did it.
Police Chief Williams was joined by dozens of law enforcement officials representing several agencies. Although the atmosphere was jubilant, the investigation has had its low points. Some have questioned why, despite the regular contacts that verged on taunts, for more than 30 years, police were unable to locate BTK. Carlos Mayans is Wichita's mayor.
Their competence was questioned. Their actions were often second-guessed. But all the while, these officers were steadfast in their commitment to solve the biggest police case in Wichita's history.
On Friday, police searched Rader's Park City home and seized computer equipment, but they wouldn't talk about what they found or how they got their break in the case. Other officials, though, say tests show that Rader's DNA matches that of the serial killer. Dennis Rader is well known in Park City. He's lived there for years. He's a Cub Scout leader and active in his church. Police say they plan to charge him with 2 additional murders of women in 1985 and 1991. They say the woman killed in 1985, Maureen Hedge, lived on the same street as Rader. Many family members of the victims were at yesterday's news conference. Among them were Dale and Ruth Fox, the parents of Nancy Fox, who was killed in 1977. Dale Fox called it an emotional day.
It's more kind of unbelievable, but it's good. It's good. Come out in the end, and he'll get his what to do him.
Throughout the city, people yesterday reacted with relief that the man believed responsible for the BTK killings was finally in police custody. At Wichita's Town East Shopping Center, Alice Atkins said she doubted police would ever catch up with BTK.
I just felt like he wanted to be caught, because he was like, 3 decades? He was 30 years. He wanted to be caught. Because, I mean, if he had laid low this long, why you start sending your messages and everything? So I just assumed it was time, and he probably had in his mind that he might do something else. So I figured like he might want to be caught.
Rader is not expected to be charged until next week, but Wichita's district attorney said he won't face the death penalty because all 10 of the murders occurred before the death penalty was introduced in Kansas. Greg Allen, NPR News, Wichita.